is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing in Galatians chapter 2 about what it truly means to be a Christian. We hope you'll join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We talk about these every week and we send out many of them. We'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, these prayer journals are just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket or fit into a purse or Bible case or something like that, a place where you can keep track of prayer requests and when God answers those prayer requests. And so we'd love to send one to you. Now, again, they're absolutely free. We're not going to put you on any kind of a mailing list. We're not going to put you on an email blast. We're not going to put you on texting service. We're not going to do anything like that. You simply write to us, we'll send you the prayer journals, and you can pray for us as well. So they're absolutely free. There's three ways that you can get one of these. First of all, through the website at considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll see a link that says Contact Us. If you'll click on that link, you can send us a note with where you're hearing the broadcast today. Give us a call letters of the station. Secondly, give us an address, and we'll send you the prayer journal, again, absolutely free. So through the website, considerhisword.org. Secondly, you can email us directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, call letters of the station, give us an address. Thirdly, as many do, you can simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 305-50 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 305-50 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let's get to the Scripture. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Here, I believe, Paul describes what it's like to truly be a Christian. You know, it's more than just going to church. It's more than just saying prayers. Now, when we talk about saying prayers, there's a difference in saying prayers and actually praying. It's more than just acting in a certain way. You see, it really begins with faith. And so we've been talking about what it means to be truly a Christian and truly a follower of Christ. And it begins with what we're talking about, walking with Him in faith. We touched on this a little bit last week, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. But we're talking about having that relationship with Him. You see, it's more than just going through rituals, maybe getting baptized, or maybe having the Lord's Supper, or maybe even sitting in a Sunday school, or sitting in a service. Those are important, but it's much more than that. Because walking with Christ should happen every day. We talked about how He is a constant companion, that He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. How we have that constant conversation with Him. This is prayer, where we talk to Him. And he hears all through Scripture. He promised that he would hear and that he would answer. And so we walk with him. We talk with him. But you see, here's the thing. Prayer is not a one-way street. We also listen to him. Sometimes I think in prayer, you ought to just be still. You know, Scripture says, be still and know that I am God. And listen to his voice. I think he talks in a couple of ways. I think he talks through his word. As we read the Bible, he speaks to us. I think he also speaks through the Spirit of God in our heart. John 10:27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So walking with him and having that relationship with him is so important. But also, our Christian life ought to involve worshiping him. One of my favorite verses in the Scripture is Psalm 29:2. It says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That we give God glory in everything and for everything. We've got to come to a point and where Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. You see, he's saying it's not about me anymore. It's about him, my faith in him and trusting him and living for him and bringing glory to him. Glorifying his name, worshiping him, to bow down before him and adore him and praise him. And it's more than just saying the word praise him, praise him. To praise him means that you thank him and you give him glory. You give him credit for what he has done. And certainly we can do this privately. And we worship him for who he is, the creator, the sustainer, almighty God. How he blesses us and helps us for what he has done. We worship him publicly, together. That's what church ought to be about, is worshiping the Lord. Psalm 34:3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt or lift up his name together. And so we magnify the Lord. We make him the most important. You know, going to church shouldn't be just about the preacher. It shouldn't be about the singers. It should be about worshiping God. And we can do that privately. We can do that publicly. To come and sing, Psalm 95:1, come let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. He says, let us sing. Too many times, sadly to say, our worship services have become a performance. And it shouldn't be even about the people on the stage. It should be about worshiping the Lord and worshiping in testimony to talk about his wonderful works. So being a Christian involves walking with him. It involves worshiping him. I think it also should include witnessing for him. Telling the world about him. Telling the world about who he is. The Great Commission, Mark 16:15, where Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I know that sometimes this can be a scary thing, and sometimes it's a fearful thing, and yet we're commanded to go and tell everybody about the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it involves witnessing. A witness is somebody who tells what has happened to them. You may witness a car wreck or witness a fire, and you can tell what you saw. Here's what I saw. Here's what happened. Through the Spirit of God, we are empowered to be that witness. Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Part of the earth. You just tell what you've seen. You know, it doesn't require a sermon. It doesn't even require memorizing a whole bunch of scriptures. So people do that, and it's a good thing. I'm not putting that down, not at all. You know, maybe you've heard of the scriptures of the Romans Road, or of the journey through John, or in other places where you memorize scriptures to witness to someone. But you don't have to do that. You just give a witness statement. You say, here's what happened to me. You know, your life should be so different that people would be curious about how you live, like you live, how maybe you are different than they are. And they will ask about how you can live that way, how you can have that joy and maybe have that happiness. The Bible tells us that we should always be ready to give that testimony and should always be ready to give that witness. 1 Peter 3:15, sanctify the Lord in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you of the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And even though they may not ask, always watch for that open door. Oftentimes people mention the God or they mention the Bible, and there's your door. And say, yeah, I love him, and I serve him, and I worship him. Here's what he did for me, and there's your witness. Tell them what Jesus has done for you. And then the last thing for today, it involves watching for him and waiting for him. You know, Jesus promised that he would come again. John 14:3, he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so as believers in Christ, we watch for him and we wait for him. Titus called it the blessed hope, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing, he said, of a great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. But you see, also, we watch for him. The next event in Bible prophecy is the rapture. When the Bible says that he will come and he will receive us off of this earth, let me read about it. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. He said, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe, there's the faith, that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them or go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, he said, comfort one another with these words. For the believer, these words are words of comfort that Jesus is coming again and we will be with him. You know, if you're not saved, if you don't know Christ, if you don't have the hope of eternal life in heaven, these words should strike terror in your heart. Have you read Revelation? And I hope you'll come to Christ in faith and trust him as your own Savior. You see, now we wait patiently for him. 2 Thessalonians 3:5, and the Lord direct your hearts unto the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. We wait patiently for him. I would ask you, as a believer in Christ, are you walking with him? Do you worship him? Are you witnessing for him? Are you watching for him to come again? Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Captive free.